Okay. All right, so what's next? Let's see. We've done one, two, three, four, five. Okay, well, our camera person needs a treat. So recipe number six is his favorite. That's my husband, Charles. He's plant-based also and awesome. And now we're going to make the desert date shake. A lot of people think it's dessert date shake, but desert has one S and dessert has two S's. So when we lived in the desert, he would go and get a date shake. If you've never heard of a date shake, maybe you've heard of Hadley's in Palm Springs. I'm not sure if they originated the date shake, but date shakes are awesome. The thing is until recently, they weren't vegan because they were made with milk and they always had sugar in them. And so my husband found a place in Palm Desert that made them vegan without dairy milk and without sugar. The only problem is they were like $12 and he was going every day. And I said, this is ridiculous. And so I took a sip of his because I had to know what it tasted like to order to recreate it. And then I also said, we're going to do a switcheroo. Okay. I went to the store because they wouldn't give me the exact recipe, but by law, they've got to tell me the ingredients right for allergy. And I tried to recreate it and he feels that I nailed it. This recipe is wonderful. And there's other things you can do with it, which I'm going to show you as soon as I get it all set up, getting my blender back. We make this at Rancho La Puerta, and they love it for some reason. So what I do, do you want a coffee or regular?
My coffee.
Okay. So it's not real coffee, by the way. We're caffeine sensitive. But what we do is we have the vanilla date shake, and then we have a way to make it taste like coffee without using coffee. So I have already measured out my non-dairy milk, and I put my dates in there to soak. Even though it's a high-powered blender, it just tends to go a little quicker if I've soaked the dates in advance. So I'm putting that in my blender. And what would a date shake be without dates after all? Because this is a recipe we make often, and I do this with all my recipes, be it savory or sweet, is I pre-measure, not just because I'm doing this demo for you, it's just easier. So I'll take 12 bottles and I'll line them up and I'll measure all my ingredients. I do this for my soup, stews, chili. It just makes it so much easier. And when I go to Mexico, I already like this. I have to measure it. I always sniff it to make sure it's the right thing because once I put cumin in dessert oatmeal and that wasn't good. Yep, it's right. Now, listen, you don't have to get vanilla bean powder, but for this recipe, it's like non-negotiable. The other ones, maybe not so much. So that's our vanilla date shake. We're going to need the bananas to make it smooth and creamy. Banana is not a primary flavor in this. Date and vanilla is, but my husband likes it to taste like coffee, but he can't have caffeine. So I'm using the unforgettable brown roast coffee. It's literally just brown rice. It's called Say Me. But there's other brands, Dandy Blend, which they say is gluten-free, but I reacted to it, so I'm not sure. Taquino. So if you do coffee, you could do espresso powder, you know? So how much you put in? This is a half a tablespoon measure. So how much coffee flavor do you want? Just a little or a lot, Charles?
No, just a little.
Okay, so we'll do one tablespoon, but we've done up to two, depending on how mocha-y you want it. It does make it taste almost chocolatey. So I got to get the bananas because I don't keep those out. So, I like to have fruit at various stages. And these bananas are beautiful, but they're, in my opinion, too ripe for my enjoyment for eating. But when they get darker, they're going to be perfect for freezing. When you freeze your bananas, you want to make sure to take the peel off because it's really hard to get the peel off once it's frozen. And then we're going to take our banana. Actually, it calls for two bananas. And place them in the blender. I think you could put this back in the top shelf of the freezer. I got them. My hands were cold, so I had to wash them there. All right. Presentation is everything with food, especially plant-based food. So I like to serve it in a traditional milkshake glass with a glass straw because it's more environmentally friendly than using a plastic straw every time. And so now we're just going to blend it. I think that Zoom will mute the sound though. It might have been a long time, but it actually said it was 29 seconds. Now, if you want it thicker, we're going to add ice, but you don't want it thicker, right? Because what happens is when you add ice, this is kind of cool because one of the things I also teach, believe it or not, when I have my other hat on is calorie density weight loss. Adding ice is going to increase volume, but keep the calories the same. It's going to get thicker and you can get more servings, but he's a tall, thin drink of water. So we don't need to do that for him. So he's going to drink this right now because he's been working very hard, but I'm going to show you a couple of other things you can do with it. One of the things I love to do is make fudgicles, and this is a popsicle maker, and you pour it in and it makes exactly the amount that this holds, which is 10. And then when you pour it in there, you take your popsicle stick after you pour it in and then you freeze it. So I love to do that. If you have a Ninja Creami, you can put it in the pint, freeze it as you would, and then you can spin it and have either, you know, Frappuccino ice cream or date ice cream. And if we have any time at the end, which I don't think we will, I could actually do that for you because we do have the pints all ready to go. So we're just going to pour him a nice, oh gosh, this is so good. It's like, you know, you go to Starbucks and have a Frappuccino and it's got like 1200 calories or whatever. And this is just so yummy. And I think he's going to drink this right now. So I wish I could, but I'm working. To your health. There you go. All right. And you have a little bit left over here. All right. So what's next? Ooh. Okay. What's next is the chocolate fondue. You're going to have to give me a moment because I've got to wash this out. So talk amongst yourself, or maybe I can, if you put the thing over here, maybe I can tell them a joke or something. That's the only thing. This would be a good time to answer a question if anybody wanted to, if Michael was there, because I do need like about a minute or two. I've got to at least rinse my equipment because I have done 6 recipes already. How am I doing on time, Charles? Did I, how?
You only have 1 hour and 8 minutes. You only have 22 minutes left.
Oh boy, I got 22 minutes left to do 6 recipes, so I'm going to have to hurry, but I think I can do it. One of the reasons they like me at the restaurant so much is I was so fast and I was being paid by the hour. So anyway.
Did you want me to ask you a question?
Yeah, just a couple of questions while I'm rinsing these out. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, give me 1 second here.
An easy one that doesn't have too long of an answer.
Okay, well, I'll give you an easy one. For someone new to plant-based cooking, what are some essential items that they need in the kitchen as far as equipment, and what are some essential items that they need for ingredients?
Okay, well, I'll answer the second part of the question first. For the ingredients, anything that's a whole unprocessed plant food, something that comes from a plant, not manufactured in a plant, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices, of course. So limiting or, you know, omitting processed food completely. So there's so many categories. I mean, there's 400 kinds of sweet potatoes. There's 1800 kinds of legumes. You will never get bored or lack variety if you put the food processor back up. So those would be the ingredients I would focus on. And that doesn't mean you can't have some convenience of ingredients. Frozen fruits and vegetables, every bit as nutritious as fresh. Canned beans, preferably salt-free. Would you mind putting the food processor back up for me? Okay. So with equipment, I don't want people to like get all this equipment and say, oh, you know, she made me buy all this stuff. However, because if you have a pot, you could probably do it, right? It's just that as things become available, it makes life easier. So I would recommend a pressure cooker to people. I find that is one of the easiest things. I would probably start there. You know, throughout most of my life as a vegan, 47 years, I didn't have a high powered blender. I didn't have a food processor. I didn't have an Instant Pot. I didn't have an air fryer, but I still made it work. Okay, so thank you for the question. And now we are on to the peanut butter fudge truffles. Actually, but to do that, we have to make another recipe first, which is called chocolate fondue. It's like fondue, but it's fun. Okay. So, oh gosh, gotta make the peanut butter. All right, we're gonna go over there for 1 second. This will take 2 minutes. I want to show you how easy it is to make your own nut butter. My husband needs to eat a lot of fat. He is so tall and thin, and so he eats nut butter every day for lunch. But it was getting so expensive buying organic nut butters and throwing out the jars. They were glass and sometimes plastic. You don't need the machine I'm using called the Nutrimilk. You can do this in a high-powered blender, in a Champion juicer, or even in a food processor for the S Blade. But I've got this machine, so I'm going to use it 2 minutes to make the creamiest nut butter right over here. Okay. I'm making a double batch so he can eat it more. And so I'm just going to put this in. So you put it in any machine of your choice. It doesn't require any oil or sugar or salt. Think about like Skippy peanut butter. It's just like hydrogenated, corn syrup. If you don't want to do this, I recommend going to a store that has the machine where you, like Whole Foods, where you can just get the serving that you want. But it just ended up being much more cost effective. But more than that, to us, taste matters. And would you, Charles, would you say this tastes better than commercial peanut butter?
Yes.
Yep, much different. So basically, I am just going to put this for 2 minutes. It's all it takes. And we're going to have nut butter.
56 seconds on the timer. Thanks for watching, everybody. Appreciate you being here. If you want all these recipes in a PDF, just email help@chefaj.com. My virtual assistant, Linda, created a beautiful PDF of all these recipes written with the exact ingredients. They'll also be part of my new book, Sweet Indulgence, which comes out in the summer. Pre-order and get $1,000 worth of bonuses if you save your receipt. Got about 24 more seconds. Again, remember, you can do this in a blender, high-powered blender, processor. Now, there's a chance I might have to do a few more seconds because I did do 2 pounds instead of one. These peanuts, by the way, are not raw. Raw peanuts don't taste very good. They're roasted, but they are unsalted.
Okay. That's not as creamy as we normally do, but that's okay. We can, you know what? I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but we got to do another minute. It's just, I think it's because I did a double batch. I'll put it on 2 minutes, but I can stop it really. So, if you don't eat peanuts or peanut butter, what you can do in this recipe is substitute a different nut or seed butter. So, you can use almond butter, cashew butter, pistachio butter, hemp seed butter. If you like the taste of peanut butter, but for example, like your kid's school doesn't allow peanut butter, what a lot of parents I'm told do is use sunflower seed butter. Particularly roasted sunflower seed butter because it tastes kind of similar to peanut butter. If you want to lower the fat in this particular recipe, what you can do, and this is crazy, but it works, is you take black beans. You'll take a can of black beans, preferably salt-free, rinse and drain them, and substitute them for half the amount of nut butter. And then what some people do, I've never used this, so I can't give you a measurement, but a lot of people use a defatted powdered peanut butter called PB2. Because I've never used it, I don't want to tell you that it can or cannot work. Yeah, you can see it's already getting so much more creamy. Just the third minute made a difference. I think the reason it took longer, it normally takes 2 minutes, but I did a double, and that's probably why. So this recipe is actually three recipes in one. So what I'm going to do first is show you how to make chocolate fondue, which is actually the dip. It's like fondue, and you can make fruit skewers to dip it.
But then what we're going to do is turn it into the peanut butter fudge truffles, which is the second recipe, and then turn it into the Nutty Buddies. What Nutty Buddies are, if you've ever been to Disneyland, it's basically a frozen banana that's a banana that's frozen and rolled in chocolate and nuts. If you've ever been to Balboa Island near San Diego, when I was little, they used to dip them for you on the spot, roll it in whatever you want, crushed nuts, coconut, things like that. And they're really good. Okay, so 10 seconds, and now our peanut butter will be ready. So I lied. It took 4 instead of 2. But hey, he's going to have peanut butter for like, what's this, a month? It's going to be a long time. There we go. So we're just going to take our peanut butter over to the other area and get it out of here. So now what we're going to do is get a cup of peanut butter. First, we're going to take our date paste, which I already made. I did show you how to make date paste, though, in the orange chocolate mousse tort. And then we need 1 cup of peanut butter. It's nice when you cook in your own kitchen because you have all the ingredients. It's just so creamy and soft when you make it yourself. You know, a lot of times when you buy commercial peanut butter, I don't know what they do to get that icky layer of oil on top, and it gets really hard in your fridge for some reason. Charles, doesn't this stay soft? I don't know why, but when you make it yourself, it stays this way in the fridge. And I could show it to you, except he ate his last. So now I'm going to add my peanut butter or any nut or seed butter you want. This over here. Okay, and then our cocoa powder. I'm using the $22 a pound cocoa powder for this one, because I want it to be that way. And then I've got my non-dairy milk. What I'm going to do is first I'm going to process this. So this is the fondue. So this is super, super thick now. It's not even spreadable. Remember, with all recipes, you can always add ingredients. You can't take it out. So we're just going to start. This is 1 cup of unsweetened almond milk. I'm going to start with 1/2 cup because I can always add to get the consistency I want. I want to scrape down the sides. Oh boy, doesn't this could be a frosting. This is so easy to make and it smells amazing. So this is the consistency I want. I didn't need the other 1/2 cup. And you know why? Because my peanut butter was soft. When I use the commercial nut butters, it's so hard. I need the whole cup of milk to get it to process. So how would I serve this? Well, if you ever go to like the 99-cent store, or you could get them in a regular store, just be more expensive. They have skewers. And what you could do is take things like little pieces of mandarin oranges, banana, vegan marshmallows, and you can make like a platter. So what, just to give you an example of a way that I would maybe serve it, is I'll take my favorite apple, which is the Envy apple. You know, kids eat things that are cut up. And kids, and by the way, these desserts are kid tested and mother approved. So the only thing is sometimes these apples wiggle and wobble. Okay, so I've got my apple. And what I'll do, so I got some bad news. I can't show you the peanut butter truffles. I'm going to tell you how. And the reason is I made a boo-boo. What I need to roll them in are more peanuts. And I put them all in peanut butter. But I'm going to show you how to do it. It's just, you can't roll it in nothing. It won't stick together. Oh, I could roll it in the Oh, I got an idea. This is going to be off the hook. Okay, but first let me just, this is why I love mistakes, because all the good things came out of mistakes. So we're just going to put this in the dish. I just had the best idea. At least I can show you the rolling technique. The thing is you do want to chill it a little bit. It makes it easier to roll if it's a little bit thicker. So we'll have, if you don't like chocolate, you can use carob or just do the peanut butter and dates. It'd be amazing. Okay. So we've got our dip, right? And we'll put it on a plate. Remember, presentation is everything. And then just put your beautiful apple around. Look at that.
You make an apple fan. Oh, one of the best recipes in my book, and I couldn't make it because it bakes for 45 minutes, is the apple pie that won't make you die. And you do an apple fan technique, or in the pear pie. So we'll just go all the way around in a beautiful kind of sunburst here, having them all go the same way. So instead of feeding your family unhealthy, sugary treats with dairy and all kinds of processed ingredients, you could serve them delicious chocolate fondue. Okay, next. So if you want to roll them into truffles, I'm going to show you how to do it, even though I forgot to make peanuts. So remember this truffle, this delicious truffle, it's a good thing I didn't roll them all into balls, because what you can do is just pretend you want to eat this.
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell the people how good it is. My husband's going to eat this one. So imagine that, if you could lower the camera, imagine that these were peanuts, ground peanuts, right? So I have some of them in the bowl. And then I take my cookie scoop. This one's actually too big. This one's too small, but I'm just showing you technique. And then I take it and then I plop it in my chopped peanuts. In this case, it's not peanuts, but you get the idea. And then you roll it. And then we need to put it on a plate and stick it in the freezer. So this is kind of how you do it. But remember, you'd want this to be thicker to start. And by doing that, we would refrigerate it first. But one lucky person on Sunday is going to try this, and we'll let you know how this was. Because if this was thicker, it would be a perfect ball and it would go into candy papers. Now, I used to live across the street from See's Candy in Sherman Oaks. And I would buy one piece of candy, and it would be like 80 cents just to get the box, so they wouldn't sell me the box. And I would trick kids, because I worked with a lot of parents whose kids were addicted to sugar. And we put it in a See's Candy box. They didn't know. All right, so how do we make a Nutty Bunny? Well, this is a lot of fun, and this is delicious. You know, what you could do, especially around Halloween, you can get sticks at craft stores, and you could put this over the apple and then roll it into like the crumbs. That would be an amazing kind of apple like they used to have at Rocky Mountain Chocolate. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our banana. We're going to take our popsicle sticks. Now, I usually like to do the banana in half just because it's kind of rich and it's big. So I just take my banana and I'll cut it in half. And then I'll put a stick in it like that. I'll probably just want to make sure I'll do one later and I'll do one now. And then we get another dish. Good thing I have a lot of dishes. So what we're going to do is, actually, what I'm going to do, oh, I'm going to coat this banana. Oh, it fell down. Okay. That's because I'm rushing right now. But here, let's just do this like banana pop. The stick didn't go up all the way. So go all the way around. This smells yummy. Peanut butter, chocolate, and banana. Elvis Presley would probably love this.